It's a rainy 73 degrees in Nashville. We've got about an 80% chance of more rain through the day. And all of Middle Tennessee is under a flood watch, meaning conditions make it possible that a flood could occur. And from now until 8 o'clock tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The Federal Communications Commission is seeking to put warning labels on TV shows with transgender and gender non-binary programming. A free speech legal group in Nashville called The Future of Free Speech is fighting against the labeling. Attorneys at The Future of Free Speech argue that the FCC's inquiry into labeling departs from previous standards set by the agency. Those standards rated shows based on conduct like violence, sexual themes, or explicit language. The advocates say the new labels instead focus on broad ideological themes with little actual definition. The FCC stated that not having warnings undermines the ability of parents to make informed choices for their families. Brad Paisley got on Instagram this weekend to join a growing fight against a proposed data center near the Nashville Zoo.
It doesn't belong there. It would be an enormous monstrosity, an absolute eyesore, and detract in every way from not only the zoo, but that area. Let's stop it. They don't have to do this here. Build them somewhere else, but let's keep Nashville as beautiful and as great an attraction as it's always been.
The 70,000-square-foot data center is being proposed by company DC Blocks. They propose to use a closed-loop water cooling system, pay public utilities, and keep noise to an acceptable volume. The Nashville Zoo has been fighting back, saying that noise levels may disturb the animals, amongst other concerns. Nashvillians have been fighting back, too. Almost 300,000 people have signed a petition to stop the data center. Well, one of the deadliest threats to livestock is a flesh-eating fly called the New World screwworm. And they've been detected for the first time in more than half a century in a three-week-old calf in southwest Texas. These invasive pests have the potential to threaten the cattle industry, costing ranchers millions. What makes the parasites so deadly is that their young eat live flesh instead of feeding on dead animals. Females lay their eggs in open wounds and mucous membranes. So far, they have not been detected in Tennessee, but the state is taking steps to make sure they don't. Any warm-blooded animal, including humans and pets, can be infested. Livestock are especially vulnerable because shearing and dehorning and just moving the cattle can cause scrapes and cuts. If you have animals, you're advised to inspect them regularly for wounds, tick bites, or scrapes. Agricultural officials say that so far, screwworms are unlikely to affect beef products. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.